This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today in the tit for tat that is campaign 2016, more of the same, Clinton and the foundation and the emails, Trump and today immigration and minority voters. It continues to be, shall we say, an unusual election. That extends to the candidate's personal finances as well. Let's just say whoever designed those financial disclosure forms didn't have this election in mind. Donald Trump's disclosure forms, for instance, show he has connections with hundreds and hundreds of companies, but not much about those connections at all. So Marketplace's Adam Allington reports on what those forms can tell us and what they can't.
Trump golf courses, Trump vineyards, Trump's modeling agency. These are just some of the businesses Donald Trump made money from last year. That's according to a 104-page personal financial disclosure form. What the form doesn't tell us, however, is how much money Trump actually made or how much he's worth.
That's because the purpose of these forms is not to show net worth at all.
So says Sheila Krumholtz, executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics. What the forms are intended to do is flag potential conflicts of interests. Trump's filing lists connections to over 540 separate companies.
Like LLCs and corporations that manage the Trump trademark. And the value of those things is really tough to ascertain unless it actually gets put up for sale.
In other words, Krumholtz says, a list of assets doesn't really tell you how these businesses are run or what the balance sheet looks like.
His holdings are very, complex, and the form is not.
Rob Kellner is with the law firm Covington & Burling in Washington, D.C.
The form was intended to deal with, your average candidate who had some mutual funds and maybe even had some money in a hedge fund.
Kellner says a better way to ensure transparency would be to continue to require candidates to file financial disclosures, that's the law, but also make them disclose their tax returns. That's precedent, but not a law. Trump hasn't released his tax return, citing an IRS audit. He's the only candidate who's refused to do so since Richard Nixon. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.